Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second Quizcast podcast. This proves why I shouldn't be hosting. I'm Tony Black, and I'm hosting the second round of this, picking up the lead from Foul Critics, who hosted the very first Quizcast. And this one features even more film and associated comedy podcasts and geek podcasts and everything. Today we have, representing all these different teams, to start off with, we have, and I am from Black Hole Cinema, obviously, but I'm taking a step back today from my own podcast. I am purely impartial, but representing Black Hole Cinema today is Emma Platt.
Hello.
And Chris Byrne.
Hello.
Now, just to be clear, you two don't know any of these questions, do you?
No.
No.
This is not a fix.
No.
No.
No. Do you, any of the rest of you believe this?
No.
Fairly mixed there, guys. That's alright. Some doubt in Thomas's, but yeah, most people have faith in me, which is a nice thing to know. And then next up, we have representing the Wiki Shuffle team is Jack.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello.
And Phil.
Hello.
Phil, again, sounded like he's far away. Hello!
That's just,
I invite a bellow. Is that not the point here?
He's got a beard and he's got a big boomy voice.
I think Phil is possibly Dom Jolly. And that could explain a lot there.
Hello! I'm in the cinema!
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hello, what about
you? No, it's rubbish!
That hopefully won't reflect the quiz, but, you know. We then have, in a blend of two podcasts, actually, in this case, because we're slightly sort of bending the rules here, but mainly because we couldn't get the guests. In this case, we have Word... Sorry, Chris.
It's going well already, isn't it?
Word of Nerd, represented by Pete Gaskell.
Hello.
And with him, representing Fan Friction podcast, Mr. Chris Haig.
Hello.
And I'm glad you are here, Chris, despite what I just said.
I love that you started off by just going, yeah, well, we couldn't get the guest. It's like, thank you. I'm like the non-advertised person on the chat show. And well, featuring... ..
That's always the same when you appear on Word of Nerd, Chris. It's always, we've got to find you now. You
know. I'm going to say, I'm always in contact in the last 2 hours just going, yeah, can you do it? I'm like, fine.
You never say no, though, do you, Chris? You never say no.
I don't. I really don't.
Well, that says a lot.
It really does.
Finally, last but not least, we have the previous host's Foul Critics, which has Owen Hughes.
Hello.
And Steve Norman.
Hello.
And you two did a fine... you, Steve, did a fine job hosting the last one.
Yeah, Owen didn't do a fine job competing. As
No, I edited it all, though, so I'm going to throw that in there.
But you lost the quiz for yourself by taking taking things too seriously.
I know, that's a problem of mine.
But you did at least answer the questions.
Yeah, that was a big help.
You know, that wasn't Wiki Shuffle strength.
No, all their strategy.
And then, of course, Black Hole Cinema are the reigning champions this time around. Although, according to Matt Latham, who was representing with me last time, it was all him who won, and he's not on this. So, Emma and Chris, you're fucked, basically, according to Latham. So, I would say prove him wrong, but I'm impartial. Like Switzerland, so I can't. I am Switzerland tonight, so I can't vote for my own podcast.
But you are secretly hoarding all their gold.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that's true. Actually, yes, I'm a gold hoarder, which sounds like a shit Bond villain, doesn't it?
gold hoarder.
Yes,
up against Danny Dyer as Bond.
You fucking slag. Yeah.
How good is your Geordie accent, Emma and Chris? Because you know you've got to compete with Latham's from last time.
I can probably the best I can do is go, "Ho here, man." That's about as much as I can do.
better than Latham's.
It's even better than Latham's.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in that case, I'll take that. Yes, I can. I'm a master of voices.
Yeah. I'm not going to confirm if there are any voice-based questions. If there aren't, like Latham says, you're fucked. So, you know, pray. So, on that note, we're going to move on to the first round. Now, just to introduce a couple of the different... We're not doing exactly the same rounds as in the last Quizcast, if you did listen to that. We're changing it up slightly. And there are several different kinds of rounds we're doing for this. The first one we're going to do is the first nominated film round. Now, before the podcast, I did a bit of forward planning for this one. And I asked everybody if they would name a film that I could then test them on. And I'll give Black Hole Cinema their due, right? They came up with a relatively normal film. Everybody else, however, let's just say they didn't. And that made arranging questions really rather difficult, as you will find out later. So everyone has had to go off and find and look, you know, watch at their film that they love. And I'm going to test them on 5 questions each. And to start things off nice and gently before you get into the weird shit, we're going to start with Black Hole Cinema. You're up first. Your nominated film was Mean Girls.
My favourite film of all time.
I only picked this because Dan said he hadn't watched Ghostbusters when I suggested that. Now, I wanted Ghostbusters.
Now, originally,
see, if that was a choice, I'd be fine with that because I've seen that a dozen times, at least.
There you go. Now, originally, Latham was supposed to be on this team.
I'm glad he's not.
We're all glad. But then he wanted The Room, the Tommy Wiseau brilliance.
Oh, no.
Right, yeah, right.
Why? Why would you want that?
Because it's Latham and he's weird.
Yeah.
And so, I can say that with total confidence because he's not going to do anything about it.
No.
I can say that with total confidence because he is.
Well, that's And then Latham couldn't do it, so Dan was coming on, and then he knew Mean Girls. And now, of course, Chris is on, and he's watched Mean Girls a lot, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the way this is going to work for the nominated films, in fact, for most of these rounds, is I'm going to ask you the question, and if you guess the answer wrong, then everyone else can buzz in and get the answer, and they can snatch the point. Or, if you don't know the answer, someone else can buzz in and snatch the point. So, keep your ears peeled, everybody else, because you can nip him with this, okay?
What's the buzzer? Because there's like 3 Chrises on this podcast.
Did you yell like their name?
Yeah, we're going to have to go surnames, yeah.
Well, we could do the podcast. We could shape fail critics if it's us. Hey, better.
Do that. That's probably better. Yeah.
And as is really short to say as well. So.
But I may get confused with Word of Nerd and Fan Friction. It might just throw me, you know. So if that happens, yeah.
Just yell Word of Nerd.
Word of Friction. Maybe that might work.
Oh God, no!
Or we could just take it as red, but you know, if it's the right answer, it's been by one me or Chris.
Yeah,
or not. So yeah,
I wondered if that might work.
So that's how it's going to work. So to begin, Black Hole Cinema, are you ready?
No.
Great. Okay. that's a brilliant start. So
I wish I had an answer because I'm just like yeah.
Fingers on buzzers.
Have you got 2 hours so I can actually watch it?
Fingers on buzzers for question 1. Which well-known actress made her feature film debut in Mean Girls?
Tina Fey?
Anyone else? You can snatch a point.
Fun Friction?
No, she's not. She wasn't in it.
Is it Rachel McAdams?
No, sorry, I won't do that all through.
Amanda Seyfried.
Ding! Well done. Okay, well done, Wiki Shuffle. Point to Wiki Shuffle. Number 2, Emma and Chris. Despite both being in the same senior high class, what is the age difference between Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams?
10 years.
In real life.
Oh.
10 years?
Ish. And I'd say... I don't know, I'll let... Go on.
7?
No. Anyone else?
8.
Ricky Shuffle.
Yeah.
Who said
12.
8?
12.
Me.
Who was that?
Chris, Black or Simmer. I'm going again. Fuck it.
You buzzed in too late, so now everyone knows the answer.
Hey!
Right, fuck it, you're all going to get a point for that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Point by default. Okay, this is going well. Okay, number three. In the scene where Christmas candy canes are being distributed in the classroom, Damien, dressed in a Santa suit, reads out the name of a good friend of Tina Fey. What was the name?
Oh, shit. It's not the one I'm thinking of, probably.
It's not our shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Glen Coco because it's the only one I can think of top of my head.
Well done, Emma. Emma gets the points. Yeah, well done. Glen Coco, which is a brilliant name. I wish my name.
Never heard of it. I don't know who Glen Coco is.
Four for you, Glen Coco. Good for you. Did you get an extra point for that?
No extra points, not yet. You're pushing your luck out, Platt.
It's just me on my own, this isn't fair.
Technically, Chris did guess the last one right, but everyone got a point by default, so he's not the best teammate. Okay, number four. Before Jonathan Bennett was cast, which now well-known comedy actor was considered for the role of Aaron Samuels?
Shia LaBeouf.
I was going to say Seth Rogen.
Who?
I was going to say Seth Rogen.
No. Anyone else? Not Black Hole Cinema?
Ted Danson.
No. Ted Danson. Oh, if only.
Fail critics, Dustin Hoffman.
No,
Robert De Niro.
He's not in that one. Yeah. Robert De Niro. Incidentally, did anyone hear Robert De Niro's speech to the young people at like a? Has anyone seen this news thing today?
Oh yeah, graduates, you're fucked.
Yeah, he told a bunch of graduates they were fucked.
Which is way more realistic than my speech was at my graduation.
Can we go Michael Cera?
No.
No.
Oh god, is it like Jesse Eisenberg? Maybe, I don't know.
No. You've almost guessed everyone else apart from this
person. Can I take a guess?
You can.
It's because Seth Rogen, I'm going to say James Franco.
Yes, well done, James Franco. That's.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to give you that because everyone else didn't get it. So, well done. The fifth and final question. This is an opportunity to get 2 points, everybody. So, here you go. 2 points for the answer here. In 2013... a photo was tweeted of a dog holding a tennis ball in his mouth with the caption, "Bo, stop trying to make fetch happen." Where was this taken, and who did the dog belong to?
Ah!
This is, of course, a line from the film.
Did the dog belong to... I can't remember her fucking name. Case, what's her name? Oh, she plays Gretchen. I can't think of her name.
No.
Well, then I don't fucking know. Should have gone with Ghostbusters. This is bullshit.
Anybody else?
Oh, no, I do know. I know. Black Hole Cinema. It's Michelle Obama's dog, and it was taken at the White House.
Go on, then. I'll give you the point.
Yes!
Because nobody else leapt in. Did anyone else know that, by any chance?
I was yelling it. I was like, fan friction.
I was louder.
Okay. Oh, well. The name there, yeah.
Did you know that, Chris?
I genuinely did know. I was going to say... either Barack... I was probably going to go Barack Obama, actually, not Michelle Obama, but yeah.
Okay, well, after the end of round one, everybody has 1 point, at least. Wiki Shuffle, you have 2 points.
Yes.
And Black Hole Cinema is in the lead, admittedly, with 4 points. So, well done so far. This is really seeming like a fix. it's really not. Round two is the first of our podcast rounds. Now, this is another extra thing we did. I, as Quizmaster, picked a podcast from each of these different wonderful podcasting folk, and everyone had to listen to each other's podcast, the specific one that I said, because nobody knows who they're going to be tested on, and each podcast is going to be tested on somebody else's podcast. I've just said podcast a lot in that. I'm starting to just lose track. Yes, so, to begin with, Word of Nerd / Fan Friction. You are up first.
Okay.
And again, the same rules apply. Anyone can leap in with a point, leap in to get the answer if they don't get it first time round. Okay? Same rules apply.
So can we answer questions about our own podcast then?
If they don't get it, then you can leap in if you know it, yeah. Okay? So this is an opportunity to potentially clean up if they haven't done their homework properly.
I wouldn't put that through Steve anyway, to be honest.
I'm not listening while we're recording, so...
okay, question one. Word of friction. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, how many episodes, including the Avengers minisodes, have failed critics aired?
Is it 167?
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Emma?
Is it 165?
No.
Bollocks!
So we can guess on this. Can me and Steve say?
If no one else leaps in, then yes, you can.
Black Hole Cinema.
Wiki Shuffle. Yes. 162.
No.
Black Hole Cinema. 164.
No.
Black Hole Cinema. No.
Word of Friction.
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema, go on.
168.
No.
Fail Critics.
Fail Critics, go on then.
166.
Well done, Fail Critics. You see, the fun of this as well is it's going to be really embarrassing if you don't know the answers in your own podcast, which is really going to be fun. Okay, so...
To be fair, I've only been on Black Hole Cinema twice.
excuses.
I've just realised the extreme amount of pressure I'm under because I was actually on two of the four nominated podcasts and I didn't listen back to either of them.
Brilliant. I love how all of you were so close to that answer as well. You literally went 1 foot, 165, 167. Brilliant. Question two. What name does Steve, I think it's Steve anyway, suggest giving at a polling station when going to vote?
Is it I Am Spartacus?
Yes, it's Spartacus. So, well done. One point to Word of Friction, which I am going to call you now all the way through.
It's got, it just sounds like a really sort of edgy science program.
It does. Yeah. Word of Friction.
As long as it doesn't rub you up the wrong way.
By the way, guys, I hope you did do that when you went to vote.
Called ourselves Spartacus.
And called yourself Spartacus. That would have been wonderful.
Ian Spartacus, I think, was...
Ian Spartacus, okay, question three. What is Matt's reason for putting a LinkedIn profile picture up? It was quite a philosophical reason.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh. I love that.
Yes!
Oh, shit. Oh, I have no idea. I'm just going to guess that... it's because he found a girl he quite fancies on it, on LinkedIn.
No, sort it's of not a bad idea, but like...
Black Hole Cinema.
Emma?
Didn't he say, because that's just me?
No.
Oh, that was his Twitter one, wasn't it?
It's Fail Critics. It was Steve, I think, who said it. It says, was it because Steve? It makes you.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Done. Okay. Okay. Sorry if I get the people wrong.
We were thrown off by that completely. I think we deserve a point in lieu.
Okay, question four. Which Black Hole Cinema and Word of Nerd alumni gets a mention while Owen is discussing Jennifer Ely's awful accent?
It's Matt Latham, isn't it?
Of course it's Matt Latham. Who else? He's going to be mentioned about that, yeah. Okay.
It's entered the annals of a legend, hasn't it?
Interestingly, though, Owen and Steve, I thought that Jennifer Ely was British.
Yeah, she's well, not actually.
It's because she was in Pride and Prejudice, wasn't she? The old 90s TV series. But
her profile online said she was born in America. Yeah. Well, we'll check that whilst you carry on the quiz. That's fine.
Not that I'm
picking. No, I made the same mistake as well, because I thought, oh, she's British, isn't she? But yeah, she's actually American, which goes to show.
North Carolina, apparently.
Yeah. I never knew that. I always thought she was British. Who knew? Okay, fifth and final question. How many films is Owen accused of by The wonderfully named, I think it was Robbie Kopp or something, of watching on a weekly basis.
Is it 80? 80 films a week?
No.
Or some sort.
Blackwell Cinema.
Emma?
Isn't it 847?
Well done. 847 films.
Nice.
Emma's been listening.
Is that possible? 800?
It was slightly exaggerated, put it that way.
Oh, slightly. Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 a week to 847. Yeah.
What was the guy's name? Was it Robbie Kopp?
Robert Kopp.
Robert Kopp. Yes. That's the greatest name ever. Robert Kopp. Genius.
Bob Kopp.
Bobby Kopp. Well, thank you, Bobby Kopp, for that.
That should be a character in a Buddy Kopp film.
Bob Kopp.
Okay, so, well done. At the end of that round, the scores on the doors are Black Hole Cinema on 5. This may not be in order. Black Hole Cinema on 5. Wiki Shuffle still on 2.
Yes.
Word of Friction on 3. And Ooh. Failed Critics on 3. So Black Hole Cinema are just edging still in the lead, but not by much. So, okay. It's interesting. It's getting interesting. And if I keep saying that, people will believe it. yeah. So the questions and the answers from that one came from the Fail Critics episode, which was called Spooks, Britishness and Bad Impressions. Just one of many really great episodes from Fail Critics, so do check it out if you want to hear all the things behind those questions.
What's your other favourite episodes?
What a wonderful question to ask me. I like the one you did about the other films. Yeah, great,
the one with Owen and Steve on was pretty
thanks.
Good.
Yeah, the one that had the critics on it that had failed. Brilliant. But yeah,
the one when I talk about the film with that guy in.
Yeah, the film with where he did the thing. It was great. Yeah. It was a great episode. Okay, moving on. We're back to our nominated films now, and this is the turn of Fail Critics. Now, remember I said earlier about how some people chose some really, really strange films? Well, this might be among the strangest of all.
This is cinematic gold.
Gold. Guys, do you want to just talk about the film that you've chosen as your nominated film?
No.
Well, why don't I then? It's called Kill Keith, which is I know what you're thinking. Kill Bill? Yes, exactly. But it's featuring the world's greatest Keith Chegwin.
See, I'm kind of interested in watching this film, even though I know it's going to be absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
It's become sort of a cursed videotape that we keep passing back and forth.
It's like The Ring.
It's The Ring.
And now we've finally passed it over to Tony.
Does Keith Chegwin might block you on Twitter every time you watch it?
We don't tell him. I don't think he's ever seen it in their lives.
Now, I've got to make a confession here. I couldn't bring myself to watch the film because it was costing £2.50 on Google Play. So I just watched the trailer.
It's worth every penny.
So all my questions are based on the trailer I saw.
I did tell you it's a cursed videotape. It's just going to turn up on your pillow when you go to bed now. You just have a DVD of Kill Keith just there.
And when you watch it, Keith Chegwin crawls out of the screen and attacks you.
And goes, hello. Yeah, basically, that's what happened.
But he crawls out the screen. He crawls out the screen as he was in Naked Jungle.
Oh, no. I almost put a question about Naked Jungle, but I couldn't bring myself to remind. Thank you for reminding me of it. That's, yeah. So, okay.
Did anyone
ready?
Actually watch Naked Jungle?
Oh, God. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Back in the day. For those of you who may not know what Naked Jungle is, we're doing you a favour. So I'm not going to say any more.
It's only on YouTube, isn't it?
God,
I'm googling it now. if you hear screams, that it's me just finding out what the hell it is.
Oh, don't no. Click on Google Images, for the love of God.
Oh God, no!
Too late.
Too late.
It's like a chestnut.
Oh, God, can you burn an internet history?
It's all right, Chris, keep checking over your door in a minute, won't
you? Oh, door.
Right, fail critics, Owen and Steve, are you ready for your 5 questions on Kill Keith?
I was born ready.
Okay, number 1. What cereal is Joe Pasquale promoting dressed as a monkey?
Coco Pops.
Nope.
It makes sense, though.
It does make sense. Now, that was Glenn Coco doing that. But yeah. Does anyone know?
Chips Ahoy.
No, but there should be one called that. Anybody else?
Quickie Chapel.
No. Black Hole Cinema?
Cheerios? A random guess.
No.
It's not chilled monkey brains, is it?
No. But it does have monkey in the title. Because it's not a real cereal.
Failed critics.
Oh.
Failed critics.
Monkey nuts.
Monkey bite. Yeah.
No, are you just all going to list the words with monkey in them?
Chunky
monkey. Monkey flakes.
Banana crunch.
Ebola ball.
Black Hole Cinema.
Yes.
Monkey Joe's.
No. Ah. No, I'm going to put you all out your misery because we will be...
Monkey O's.
No. It's Mickey's Monkey Muesli Mix.
I was going to say that.
Oh.
Of course it was.
Okay. No points there for anybody. Mm. Question 2. What film and TV show combine to make Kill Keith's tagline?
Well, Kill Bill and...
No.
No, the tagline.
Oh, the tagline! Oh, fuck's sake! Can we have another go?
Does anyone else know it first?
I know it.
Although,
actually,
you didn't say the TV show, so yes, you can, Owen. Because you only said half of that before I cut you off, so...
But now if I say it, everyone's going to guess, because the TV show was Richard and Judy.
It was.
And the film was Saw.
Yeah, well done. Yay. I'll give you a point for that, yeah. Saw meets Richard and Judy.
That was it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That sounds like a promise. I hope it does.
So, okay, question 3. What name do the media... in film, dub the person killing the celebrities?
The Breakfast Cereal Killer.
Well done. Hey. Well done. You know this film worryingly well.
That's kind of burnt into my brain, parts of it.
Okay, because I'm running out of questions relating to the film, because I only watched the trailer, what TV show did Keith Chegwin also play himself in?
Quick Chapel.
Do we get a guess first? Jumping in there.
You do get a guess first. Go on.
Is it Extras?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Go on. Nah. Sorry, Ricky Shuffle. I'm assuming you know that one.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
You could also say Life's Too Short as well, couldn't you?
You could, but you're not getting a point for it.
Where we go.
Nice try. Okay. Okay, finally, the last question, possibly the most important one. What possessed you to watch this film? and I want a convincing answer, please.
Steve?
Well, what happens is, in our podcast, we have a little mini quiz at the start of each episode. Whoever gets first to 3 gets to pick a film for the other person to watch. And Owen, even though I tried to give us good films to watch, Owen gave us bad films to watch. So I really went for it and picked this one for him. And as revenge, he made me watch it.
That's evil. He's evil. Okay. That's a good reason. I'm going to offer this out to everybody else. Okay. As an opportunity here, guys. A rare opportunity. What would possess you to watch this film? Somebody give
brain
me a good
injury.
Answer.
Drunken bet.
Okay, so we've got brain injury, drunken bet.
I've seen it already, and I watched it because I wanted to.
Right, I'm sorry, but I've got to give them the point for that. Because that kind of true honesty can only come from a lot of therapy. So I think fair play, actually. I'm giving Wiki Shuffle the point there. So well done. Right, okay.
Can I give my answer for why would you want to see it?
Oh, yes, of course you can.
Because why would you not want to watch a film where presumably Keith Chegwin dies?
Keith who?
Keith Chegwin. I don't know why.
Keith Chegwin.
Yeah. Chegwin. There we go. Yeah.
That's...
Sorry, I completely flipped that, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, it was unlikely we were going to get points anyway, but not now. Yeah. So, I apologise for that. So, okay, the scores on the doors at the end of that round are a Wiki Shuffle and Word of Friction on 3 points each. We have Black Hole Cinema. Black Hole Cinema on 5. And jumping into the lead there is Foul Critics on 6 points.
Hey,
don't mess it up this time, Aaron.
Okay, now this is a different kind of round. We're going into general knowledge now. This is completely separate from films or podcasts. So this potentially Wiki Show is where you can get some points with your exhaustive knowledge of all things on Wiki. Now, this is what I just want you to do: the same format. Leap in with your team name and first person gets it. So, these may not be necessarily easy, but consider it a challenge. Question one. What is the most common name in the world?
Wiki Shuffle.
Wiki Shuffle.
Leonard.
What?
Word of Friction.
No, Wiki Shuffle. Word of Friction.
Mohammed.
Well done, Mohammed.
Answered. Okay.
It is Mohammed. I thought it was Keith, but there you go. Well done. Question two. What was the first known contraceptive used by the Egyptians circa 2000 BC?
Word of Friction?
Go on.
Was it not like a kind... Oh, I want to say like a gold phallus. I swear there was one and I just can't remember it.
I like the fact you said, I want to say gold phallus. Just say it.
I will go with gold phallus.
What? No. What documentaries on ancient Egypt have you been watching?
I believe it was called Get Your Tuts Out for the Lads. But... I deserve the point for that, Tom.
I'll be honest, if no one gets it, you're getting the point for that, Chris. Anybody else?
Failed critics.
Foul critics?
Abstinence.
No.
Technically, that can't be wrong.
Technically, yes, but if we operated on technicalities, then this would be insane. Anybody else? Wiki Shuffle?
Is it a crisp packet with an elastic band?
Sadly not, no. Black Hole Cinema.
Catch it. They have a lot of cats.
No, but you're not a million miles away, weirdly enough.
Fail critics.
Fail critics.
Cat piss.
Cat piss, no.
Word. Word.
It's not cat piss, Everdeen. Yes, go on, word.
Is it an actual cat?
What?
I don't know.
How could you use a cat as a contraceptive?
Well, funny you should ask.
He would find a way.
Right, you're not going to get it. So, the answer is crocodile dung.
Awesome. I knew that.
But I am giving Word of Friction the point for that wonderful pun. So yeah, well done. Okay, question three: what is the only mammal that can't jump?
Black. Oh no, shit no.
That's not what the podcast is called.
Wiki Shuffle.
Wiki Shuffle.
An elephant.
Well done. Point to Wiki Shuffle.
How did you know that? It
is an elephant. Point to Wiki Shuffle. Okay, question four. What is odontophobia? Foul critics.
Fear of dons.
Black Hole Cinema.
Strangely enough, no. Black Hole Cinema.
Fear of dentists.
I'll give you that. Fear of teeth. So, you can have that one. Yeah, well done. Okay. And finally, question five. How many years did it take Leo Tolstoy to write War and Peace?
Word of Friction?
Go on.
It was like 35 years.
Nope.
Black Hole Cinema?
Yeah, go on.
127.
Years?
Yeah.
he's not a Highlander.
You can't prove that. That's you true. Cannot prove that.
True. Anybody failed, else?
Failed critics.
Failed critics?
Too many.
Word?
Go on.
About half as long as it takes to read it.
Black Hole Cinema.
I'm starting to worry I'm not going to get a straight answer. Emma?
47.
No. Word? Shuffle, are you going to have a go?
3.
No.
25.
No.
22.
No.
28.
60.
No. This could go 60. On for a long
23,
time.
24, 25, 26.
15, 16, 17, 18.
2.
No.
33.
You actually only take him 2 weeks and you just vote like the wind.
It's like, oh, we can't be bothered sending it in yet. Nah.
Right, you're all gonna get one more guess, and then I'm null and voiding this. So, okay. Black Hole Cinema.
10.
No. Spell Critics.
Less than 10.
60.
No. Word of Friction.
40.
No. Wiki Shuffle.
12.
No. But of that, I'm gonna give it to the nearest to the answer. The answer's 6. The nearest final answer, closest, was 10, which was Black Hole Cinema. So, well done. Okay.
Yay.
By default. So, at the end...
The two greatest words in the English language, default. Default.
Default. Okay.
This sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger judging you, doesn't it?
Default. Sorry, that was an attempt at analogy then. I won't do that again.
Are you picking up the leaf from Swack there, Tony?
At the,
God.
At the end of this round, we have Wiki Shuffle on 3, Word of Friction on 5.
Whoa.
No, sorry, Wiki Shuffle on 4. Just testing you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep you on your toes. Wiki Shuffle on 4. Word of Friction on 5. Fail Critics on 6. But jumping just ahead again is Black Hole Cinema on 7. So, this could go anywhere. This is anybody's right now. This is anybody's. It's exciting. Okay. Back to the podcasts. Wiki Shuffle, you're up.
Bring on.
And you are being tested on Word of Nerd.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, if I could go to sleep for a minute. Oh, well.
Wiki Shuffle, are you ready?
Yeah!
I'm tempted to give you a point just for that exuberance. Okay. Question 1. What does Pete decide to call Liberty after unsuccessfully asking her name and age? No, it's not that. He dubs her a name. He dubs her. He doesn't dub her, that makes it sound like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll have to pass.
Okay. Anybody else know this?
It wasn't, was it? I'm trying to desperately remember quoting myself. It wasn't for Liberty Bell, was it?
No.
No. I did say that at some point.
I thought that.
Didn't he call her the baby sister, or was that the beginning?
No.
Okay.
And no. These all make sense. Which is what he didn't do.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. No, he, in the end...
Was it Keith?
He dubbed her Poisoned Pizza Girl.
Oh, of course.
Of course, obviously. I mean, you know. Okay. Wiki Shuffle. Question 2. Which two celebrities do Pete and Tom decide to fuse together when casting who would play Dan Taylor in a film of his life? And bonus points for how they Jedwooded up the names.
Sorry, how they Jedwooded it up. Oh, okay, right.
It wasn't Jedwood, was it?
this is a really good opportunity.
See that.
This is an opportunity for 4 points here, okay? Because there's 4 potential answers, so you could really clean here.
What's his name? Iron Man. Who's Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Shit.
Yeah. Fail critics.
Yeah, fail critics.
Was one Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Chris Evans?
No. I can see why you're going there, because he was talking about this.
I don't know why. That was like we were being sponsored by Dan at that point, wasn't it?
I'll give you a point if you can guess at least one of the names.
Jesse Eisenberg.
No.
Is it Cumberbatch?
No.
Was one a girl?
Jenna Coleman.
No.
No, because
Karen,
you were talking
Karen
about...
Gillan.
One was a girl, but yeah.
Karen Gillan.
No.
Matt Smith.
No.
Peter Capaldi.
No, but you are... No.
They'd all been mentioned before.
You're in the right ballpark.
Was one him? Patrick Stewart?
No.
That was me, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Tom Baker.
Yes.
Mm.
No, actually. It wasn't.
Can we just pretend it was? And, like, no. See
Colin Baker.
Yes, Colin Baker.
Thank you,
one.
Chris.
Okay, so point to there. Anyone else? If you get the other name, you can Jed with the other names.
Can we have a hint?
Okay. I'll give you a hint if you carry on.
Okay. Alright, is it female if you carry on?
Barbara Windsor?
Barbara Windsor!
Who said Barbara Windsor first?
Black Hole Cinema.
Okay, yep, Barbara Windsor.
For Barbara Baker.
So, Barbara... Oh, yeah.
Okay, point to Emma for Barbara Baker.
Or Colin Windsor.
Or Colin Windsor.
Everyone's okay. Just in silence. Oh, wow.
No, they used the halves that are left over to make Colin Windsor.
Okay, yeah, question three, Wiki Shuffle. What creature, and consequently, what upcoming film is Tom terrified of? 2 points in the offing here.
Was it Ant-Man?
No.
Fail critics.
Black Hole Cinema.
Fail critics.
The Moomins movie.
No, isn't that everybody else? Isn't it everybody else in the world is terrified of Moomins?
Word of Friction?
Black Hole Cinema, what was your guess going to be? You chucked in there, didn't you? No.
Can I?
Word of Friction?
Yes. Do you know it, or shall I say it?
Is it like Dinosaurs and Jurassic World?
Yeah.
It is, well done. Okay.
Oh shit, right.
Bit of luck there. Question four. Caitlin's weird news story involves a man who buys and throws out boxer shorts daily due to obsessive cleanliness. How much per week did he spend on this strange habit?
Was it a podcast name? Well, we're around, so come on. I'm doing this for a while now.
Was it 20
something?
No.
£35.
No.
Word of Friction?
I'll give you one more go, Wiki Shuffle, because there's three of you.
Good, you're okay. Pick a number.
7.
No.
You said anybody else? Number.
50 quid?
No. How much?
Is it £21.20?
No.
He was buying designer boxer shorts as well, wasn't he? He wasn't just buying ten in one pack from Tesco's, was he?
Yeah. So was it like 70 quid then?
No.
A penny.
No. Right, you're all getting
£25.
You're all getting one more guess. No. Wiki Shuffle.
Just any amount of money. £1 to £1 million.
If nobody else gets the answer, then I'll give you a point for that. Okay.
I'd love it if it was £1,000,001 and he was just shy.
Black Hole Cinema.
£35.
No. Foul critics.
£33.42.
No. Word of Friction.
£75.
No. The answer was £40.
Oh, yeah.
I will give Wiki Shuffle the point for their all money. Which means
hang on, technically I was close with 35. Come on.
My first guess was 35.
Yeah, we said 35 right at the start.
Oh, did you? All right, sorry.
And Wiki Shuffle kind of invoked infinity. So it's like... They sort of win.
Kind of cheating.
Okay.
It just sounds like a great tagline, doesn't it? Just evoked infinity.
Okay, question five, Wiki Shuffle, finally. Why does Pete ask, would you rathers, like, would you rather put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a football, or bite down on a nail file and have someone yank it out? Is he disturbed? And admittedly, which of those would you rather? So 2 points here. Is Pete disturbed?
That's too many questions for us to comprehend.
Okay, I'll go over them. Firstly,
I'm just wincing at the thought of like, ugh.
Firstly, is Pete disturbed? That's question one.
Yeah, yes. That's easy. That's right. The easiest.
Okay, yes. You get a point because he is. Right, okay.
Yeah.
And secondly, which of these would you rather? Would you rather put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a football, or bite down on a nail file and have someone yank it out?
Well, like an emery board, because I don't think that's too bad. industrial file.
I don't want any of these things. Well, the thing is the toothpick going to fit inside the football boot, or I don't know. Is there going to be
I'd go for the toothpick because that's a good chance that might just fall out of place and not affect too much.
Or just kick with the other foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the fact I'm asking you this like there's a right answer.
Yeah. Obviously it is, but yeah. The obvious answer is leaving the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like none of them.
The answer is saying no and walking away. That's
Yeah. I think, which technically I think Wiki Shuffle did earlier say that I don't want any of these things, and that's the right answer. So yeah. 2 points there, okay? Well done.
Is there some, like, are you being threatened to do these? Is it like pick one of these or I'll kill your mum or something, or else why would you do any? Yeah. There's got to be something that will happen if I don't pick one.
Yes, you actually have to do them both as a control test, Ben.
But what if I just say I'm not going to do either?
Well, then you're just ruining it.
Well, there is...
Yes. Yeah. They just go and play on your own in the corner.
Like the Blair Witch. Like...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have some new scores. On 6 points, we have Fail Critics. On 7 points, Wiki Shuffle.
Yeah.
That was insane. That was beautiful. Okay. Word of Friction are on 8 points, but Black Hole Cinema are just in the lead on 9 points. So, yeah, it's still close. It's still anybody's game. Moving on. Nominated film 3. It's you, Word of Nerd, now. Word of Friction, even. And again.
Joy.
Again. The choice here.
Yeah.
Is just, what was your film that you went for?
It's a little art house piece, really. It's called Ninja Cheerleaders.
Ninja awesome. Cheerleaders.
It was Pete's choice.
Just words fail me. Actually, words fail me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking after watching it. But, yeah, mate, yeah.
Okay. Now, with this, I watched about the first 5 minutes. So that's where all the questions are from.
You missed all the fun stuff that happened at 52 minutes in.
No idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So, Word of Nerd.
Okay.
Question one. What is April's favourite book?
Out of War, Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
Oh, that was quick. Oh, dear. I worry that these are going to clean up here. Okay. Number two. What is Monica's favourite band?
Oh,
Strokes.
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry, guys, if these were too easy. What is number three? What is Courtney's favourite move?
Oh, was that the open hand
nose palm thing?
Yeah.
The open palm nose punch. Okay. Yeah. You win.
Which you never see again in the entire film.
No, she does it in the one montage. And they're just like, all these
facts have no relevance going forward.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, because it begins with them just like being locked. There's like this really lascivious music, and they're all in their pants, and then lots of stats start coming up. So their favourite book, their favourite film, their favourite open-handed nose punch. It's like
none of them are Chekhov's guns. You might expect to see sort of like the Strokes playing a key part in the third act, but no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm disappointed.
To be fair, the film doesn't get much better, so you're not missing out.
Okay. Question four. What is George Takei doing in this?
Paying his money.
Earning a paycheck. Yes.
Black Hole Cinema?
I was going to say you go collecting the paycheck, but... Yeah.
That is one of the answers I've got, actually. It's yeah. either picking up the check or, oh my. That was the only two I was
like.
So, yes, well done, Black Hole Cinema. It's picking up the check. Okay, question five, finally, thank God. Be honest. What really made you watch this movie?
Pete made me.
Yes. Okay. Well, you see, I was trying to think of something that could appeal to a broad fan base, and that seemed like it hit two of the things. And then when I found out that the Ninja Cheerleaders were strippers on the side, I thought, yeah,
Oh, no.
But no, actually no. It's odd that a film which involves cheerleaders, strippers and ninjas was the most unsexy film ever, but it was. Despite go-go dancers as a transition between scenes.
Oh yeah, there are just naked boobs that pop up like transitions going, look, boobs! And then it just moves on, and it's...
Yeah, they're just random transitions of basically topless strippers, which aren't the main cast.
So that's basically why you watch this movie, then?
It was a desperate attempt for some TNA that just failed drastically.
Okay,
see a ball-breaking squishiness.
What would make any of you watch this film?
The fact that it's got ninja cheerleaders in it. What else do you want? Stupid question, really, isn't it, Tony?
And Josh,
I feel really silly now.
So you should.
Okay, because I feel silly, I'm going to give you all a point.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Someone just dropped something.
That was me just throwing away my everything. My dignity, I think.
Nice.
Okay. We have, on 7 points, Fail Critics. On 8 points, Wiki Shuffle. And neck and neck.
8 points!
You're doing well. And neck and neck. Are Black Hole Cinema and Word of Friction on 11. So,
yay.
Still tense.
Boo! Yay!
Okay, moving on to a round that I've nicked from Fail Critics, which is the filmography round. I will list several films. The of this round is we list several films, and you have to guess whose filmography they are from. And the first shouted out quiz team name wins. If they get it right,
obviously. Don't even need the answer. Just shout out your quiz team name.
You've got to shout your name and then the answer.
Oh, you didn't say that. Now you're complicating things.
Well, now I've just said it. So, okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Number one, filmography person number one. I'm going to list the films. The Fourth Protocol, Live Wire, Taffin.
Black Hole Cinema.
Wiki Shuffle.
Black Hole Cinema just got there first.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Well done. Okay. Number two. The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Wiki Shuffle. I'll go with Daniel Day-Lewis.
No. Three Colours Blue.
Fan fiction, shut up.
Yes.
Is it Juliette Binoche?
It is Juliette Binoche. Well done. Okay, number three. Wind Talkers. 13 going Wiki Shuffle.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Black Hole Cinema. Is it Jennifer Garner?
No.
Fan Friction. Is it Mark Ruffalo?
It is Mark Ruffalo. Okay. The film was going to be 13 going on 30.
That's the only reason I knew it.
Yeah. okay, number four. Children of the Corn 3, Urban Harvest. Come on, we all know that one.
Yeah.
That Thing You Do. The Cider House Rules.
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema.
Liv Tyler.
No.
Fail Critics.
Fail Critics.
Paul Rudd.
No.
Word of Nerd. Michael Caine.
No.
Oh, damn it. Isn't that other sort of shit he would do during the 80s?
I'll carry on. So we've got Children of the Corn 3, That Thing You Do, The Cider House Rules, Sweet November.
Word of Nerd. Vince.
No. Get ready. Eon Flux.
I think we were first.
I think you would say that.
I think you were first there. Go on, fellow critics.
It was Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Okay. Yes. I thought you'd all get that at Cider House Rules, but like, yeah. Okay. Next. Matchstick Men.
Word of Nerd.
Word of Nerd.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema.
Sam Rockwell.
Yes, well done. Okay. Yeah. good guess. The other one was going to be Frost Nixon, Conviction, Seven Psychopaths, Moon, and then Iron Man 2 to sell it. So,
yeah. if you don't get it from Moon, there's only two people speaking in that system.
Okay, and finally, number 6.
Podcast.
Ghost Rider.
Ricky
Shuffle.
Nick fucking Cage.
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Confession.
Black Hole Cinema.
Eva Mendes.
No.
Wiki Shuffle.
Wiki Shuffle.
Eva Mendes.
No.
Who said that?
No critics.
No
critics.
Eva Mendes.
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Wiki Cinema, or whatever it was. But you both did the same time.
Wiki Cinema.
Wiki Cinema.
Was it, what's his name? Peter Fonda.
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema?
Sam Elliott.
No. I really should give you the next film.
Okay.
Okay. A Few Best Men.
No.
No. Okay.
That's made such a difference, isn't it?
I'm going to give you the next film, which may make a difference.
Fail Critics.
Black Hole Cinema.
Fail Critics.
Eva Mendes.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Yeah?
Is it Wes Bentley?
No. No, okay. Film
Wiki
three.
Shuffle.
Wiki Shuffle?
Is it that guy from the old BT adverts? And he was in that shit sitcom on BBC One. You know, the guy with the teeth.
The guy with the
Marshall. The guy with the
teeth. Yeah, Chris Marshall.
Chris Marshall. Chris Marshall.
What's he
at? No.
Not in all
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema?
Is it Donald Logue?
No. No. Film 3.
I've pretty much listed anyone I know from Ghost Rider. That's pretty much all I know.
Film 3. Bridesmaids.
Word of Nerd?
Word of Nerd?
Rose Byrne?
No. Okay, next film. Night at the Museum 3.
Nicholas Cage.
Black Hole Cinema?
Black Hole Cinema?
What's the name? What's the name? Shit, her name just escaped me.
Eva Mendes.
Black Hole Cinema!
Man Friction!
Wilson!
What was that? Black Hole Cinema?
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, yes. Well done.
That's what I was thinking of. I'm not just saying
that. Right?
I think in Ghost Rider she played Girl Who Gets Murdered in Alley, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was taking a piss.
No, it was. It's actually Rebel Wilson.
Yes, it was Night Museum 3 and Bridesmaids. That's what I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I couldn't remember in Ghost Rider.
Right. Scores are, on 8 points, Fail Critics. On 8 points, Wiki Shuffle. On 13 points, Word of Friction.
How do we have points?
Hey,
how do we have points? I don't.
It's remarkable. You don't even know you're doing it. Word of Friction on 13, and Black Hole Cinema just in the lead at 14. So, okay, we're back to the podcasts, and this is the chance. This is Black Hole Cinema, who are being tested on Wiki Shuffle, the episode Other Buttons. So,
well, Emma, you're on your own here
again. Fucking change.
Okay.
Such camaraderie.
This is a multiple. This is a multiple answer potential question, and I will give more than one point to people who give me more than one answer. So, question one, or phrase one: give me one of the news pieces that the Wiki Shuffle boys ignored at the very beginning to talk their wiki nonsense.
The royal baby. The upcoming general election and the Boston, the drama in Boston.
I'll give you two of those because the driver wasn't quite in Boston.
So oh, wasn't it Boston?
Word of Nerd?
It was in Baltimore, wasn't it? Right, it's in Baltimore.
Yep, okay. All right, just to go over, the answers that I'm still waiting for three Wiki potential shuffle. Answers. Wiki Shuffle.
Oh, the right. Oh, sorry.
Now, Leicester City's amazing run was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right in Baltimore.
Age of Ultron.
Avengers. Yeah. And there was one other. Oh, was it Snooker? Snooker?
No.
Hmm.
Anyone want to guess the last one?
Can we have a clue?
Oh, football. Leicester making the great escape.
No, they've said that one. Music. Music is your clue.
Oh, it was
that
first new album.
Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
It was Blair.
Blair's new album, Wiki Shuffle, got it. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well done. Okay.
That's own words.
Okay, question two, Black Hole Cinema. What group outing do the lads propose to go on?
Oh, the Cider and Sausage Festival to see the leg wrestling.
Very good. The Cider that's and Sausage awkward. Festival... Where was the leg festival?
Instead, there was no mention of leg wrestling anywhere.
I was going to say, what exactly is a leg wrestle?
The Cider and Sausage Festival, but I can't remember where it is.
Wiki Shuffle.
Where is the leg wrestling championships?
Right, it's in Rutland.
In Rutland.
Oh God, yeah, because she was talking about
was it?
And how people are all deformed. I didn't say it. They said it. They said people they were deformed because they had no internet.
That's what makes people deformed. Okay. Well done, Black Hole Cinema. Point.
Was it this weekend or a wrestling festival?
It's this weekend because it was the last bank holiday in May, and they were asking, was there vegetarian sausages there?
So you guys are missing the
point. Yeah.
I was going to say, why are we here? We could be in Rutland watching live wrestling.
We should be doing this live from Rutland. That's what okay, question three. This is another multiple choice, multiple answer one. So, give me as many of Stripperella's superpowers as you can.
Oh, she can use her hair as a parachute. She does sexy martial arts. She's
her own diaphragm.
She's got a high tolerance for hot and cold.
Yeah.
She can strip.
Shut up! Shut up! You'll put me off! She's got something with temperature. She can withstand extreme temperatures of one or the other. I can't.
Extreme acrobatics.
I can't remember now. You've all put me off, you bastards.
Okay, so...
I can tell you the name of a sidekicks.
No, I don't need that.
Well, you want it, though, don't you, really? I'm not gonna tell you. Do you know you do? It's really good.
Does she name them? What's she name her front kicks?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. That's a Tony joke.
I thought anyone we knew her, you know.
Anybody else?
How many more are there?
There's three more.
What a nerd.
Jump in.
Wiki Shuffle?
We had that she can jump really high.
She's well good at jumping.
Add that one, yeah.
She's got like a really tidy fanny.
She's got a
What the fuck?
I don't remember that one, but maybe.
You would, wouldn't you?
You would, really. Any more?
Why Marvel aren't getting on this, I do not know.
Well, it was Stan Lee who did it, wasn't it?
Black Hole Cinema.
Go on.
She's superhuman strength.
Yeah.
And she can't fly. That's it. Now I give up. Now.
Word of nerd. There's two more.
Is she also a ninja cheerleader?
No, sadly.
Black Hole Cinema. Black Hole Cinema.
Yeah.
She's got enhanced reflexes.
Yeah, bloody well done. Okay, you're doing well here. There's one more.
That, I can't think. Now I'm done.
Stripping.
Stripping.
She's really, really good at stripping.
No, wasn't stripping as a power.
She can walk in high heels.
No.
Oh.
It's good. Again, good guess. One more. Wiki Shuffle, do you know it?
No.
Oh, Black Hole Cinema.
Go on.
She's like really clever.
Oh, go on. But what is it called?
Intelligence. Super intelligence.
Astonishing intelligence. Okay, I'll give you that. Well done. You've cleaned up there. Very good.
That was stressful.
stressful for us. Shouting down the thing. Going, shut up! okay. Question four. What threat does Jack intend to be in the spelling bee?
Oh.
Not when could we jump in with that? Because I know this one.
A triple threat.
I mean, you can if she doesn't know, if they don't know it, yeah.
No, pass.
I mean,
a consonant threat.
A consonant threat, yeah.
Thought sounds like consonant.
Brilliant. Okay, well done. Okay.
Well, get on it. I'm explaining the joke.
This is where, now, finally, this is a test of your spelling bee acumen.
Oh, God, no.
I am going to test you on all the words that Wikishuffle struggled through themselves.
No.
If you don't get them, then everyone else will. Wikishuffle,
but that's not fair, because they already
words,
know how to bleed and spell them. I can't spell.
I can't help you there.
How come other dudes got asked, like, why did you watch this film, and I get asked to bleed and spell? Fucking discrimination, this bullshit.
But you're already winning by some distance. Okay.
It doesn't matter, I'm going to lose now. They have 10 words.
Okay, right. Okay, good luck.
You made me cry. I'd be happy.
How do you spell caffeine?
CAFFEINE.
Well done. Okay, 1 point.
Thank Christ.
Okay. How do you spell hippopotamus?
HIPPO.
HIPPO. AMUS.
No. Anyone else?
Word of nurse? Gone.
Fan friction?
This can go.
Hippopotamus. HIPPOPOTAMUS.
Well done. Okay. Leapt in there. Black Hole Cinema. How do you spell questionnaire?
Q-U-S-T.
Fan friction.
Oh, I missed out an E.
Fan friction. Q-U-E-S T-I-O-N-N-A-I-R-E.
Okay. Emma, Chris. Spell sovereign.
S S O V E R E I G N.
Well done. Okay. And finally, spell intravenous.
Oh, fuck.
Is that even a word?
I N.
Yes.
Hold on. I N T R A.
I'm sure there weren't that many INs at the start.
Shush! Oh my God, what am I up to?
I-N-T-R-A-V-E-O-U-S. No.
Fan friction.
Fan friction.
Intravenous. I-N-T-R-A-V-E-N-O-U-S.
Well done. Okay. That's the end of the spelling bee.
Oh, thanks.
That admittedly didn't seem as difficult as when Wikishuffle did it, actually, because that was fucking painful.
I've got a robot halfway through. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to affect the scores somewhat. Okay. I'm 9 points, fail critics. On 11 points, Wikishuffle.
Ow.
On 17 points, word of friction. And on 25 points, Black Hole Cinema.
Nice.
Nominated film 4. Wikishuffle, this is your turn.
Oh.
And you chose another delightful, delightful film, which was...
You're using that word wrong.
I think he needs to spell it now, doesn't he?
What film did you choose?
Leprechaun 5 in the Hood.
I've seen this one!
I've literally just watched Leprechaun 4.
That Hood.
Let everyone know that I had no part in this.
Except
oh, actually, did you say Leprechaun in the Hood or Back in the Hood?
No, in the Hood.
Back in the Hood is the sequel.
Yeah, because I saw Back in the Hood on Twitter, and my questions are for Back in the Hood.
Don't make the line.
Back in the Hood, fucking film.
Have you seen Back in the Hood?
I might have said Back in the Hood on Twitter. When
you imbecile!
We can also podcast while Phil goes to watch Back in the Hood.
I'm just going to check this, just to make sure that I've not... Because if I've got this wrong, I fully admit that I'm a bad man, and... Yeah, I have got this wrong. You said in the Hood.
Hooray!
Right, in that case, then...
5 points.
Yes, in the interest of fairness, I'm going to give 5 points to WikiShuffle.
How are we looking
points?
What
the fuck?
I don't care about the points. I care about the fact that I watched that fucking film. From the end. To end. I made notes.
What I am going to do, though, in the interest of fairness, I'm going to ask the questions anyway, and if anyone wants to have a guess, then this might be quite fun, actually. And for the best answer, even if you don't know it, I'm going to give points. So I'm going to be very, very generous here. So, WikiShuffle, you still get your 5 either way. So, yeah, for my fuck-up. But okay, question one of the film nobody's seen. What was the original setting of Leprechaun Back in the Hood
before space
before executives changed it to an urban environment like the previous films?
Space. A rural environment.
Rural island.
A hoodie.
Was it back in Ireland?
Undersea kingdom.
A forest.
England. Ireland.
Jamaica.
I said Ireland.
Who said Jamaica?
Me. Fan Friction. Jamaica.
Okay. I'm going to give you that because the answer's a tropical island in the midst of spring break. So that's the Whoa. Closest one. Okay. So you go with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Number two. This was Warwick Davis's final Leprechaun film. Sad times. Who replaced him in the latest film, Leprechaun Origins?
Black Hole Sooner!
Another short man!
Swoggle from WWE!
I've got another short man.
it's Hornswoggle from WWE. Yeah. His name is Dylan. Oh, Dylan.
Dylan Dinklage.
I'm going to give you that, Emma, but I'm also going to give a point to WikiShuffle for another short man. I think that's fair, because that's technically right. Okay.
You actually think a film called Leprechaun?
Okay, question three.
Jesus Christ.
Told to use 4-leaf clovers against the leprechaun, Rory laces his hollow point bullets with them, but where does he get the clovers?
A field?
I don't know.
The internet?
No.
From out of his ass.
A creepy like shop?
No.
A gypsy?
No.
Under a full moon?
Graves?
From another leprechaun?
No.
From a drug dealer?
Ah, okay, no. Yes. Inside the marijuana, he earlier sold someone else.
Yes.
How he gets
amazing.
Yeah, brilliant. So, okay, point to you, Emma, well done. Number four. Entertainment Weekly described this film as, if a movie could spark a race riot, this is it. Which I quite like. Where did it feature in its 25 worst ever sequels list?
17.
8.
No, anybody else?
40 seconds.
3.
4.
No.
2.
3.
5. 8. 9.
7.
20. Emma got it. 3. But extra points go to the films that pipped it, right? Now, this was number three in a list. Okay, now, just to give this some context, I have the list here, okay? Below this film is Batman and Robin, Weekend at Bernie's 2, Speed 2, Dirty Dancing Havana Nights. Oh. Okay, so we're talking some seriously bad films above this. So okay. What films do you think went to number one and two? Sequels.
George Wait, Fence.
Jason
Takes Manhattan.
No, that was on there, but no.
Titanic 2. No. Titanic 2.
No.
Transformers 2.
No. Human Holiday 2.
Are they recent?
No, they are older. They are like 80s and 70s.
Godfather Part 3.
No.
Superman 4.
No.
Jaws. Any Jaws
That rises.
Fast and Furious. That was
no.
Jaws 3. Jaws 4.
No.
Were they horror films? Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
No, they're not horror. One's a comedy, one's a drama.
Like Beverly Hills Cop is 9, I don't know.
No.
9? Beverly Hills Cop 9?
I don't know, I've never seen them.
Police Academy 4.
No, I love that though, Citizens on Patrol.
Or 5. Which one's Mission
Police
to
Moscow?
Police
Academy 8.
That one.
Oh, 7, yeah. No.
Mission to Moscow.
No.
Bullet to Beijing?
No. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
At number two was Caddyshack 2. Which I didn't even know they did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at number one was Staying Alive.
Oh, is that the sequel to Saturday Night?
Yeah. Directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, of the worst sequels ever made. There you go. So,
where she's Staying Alive by the
Before we move on from Leprechaun, can I let you know my favourite Leprechaun fact that I learned?
Please do. We've all got one.
They're not real.
This is from the first film. The first film had an official tie-in with the Lucky Charms cereal people, and they were going to be able to use the cereal in there, but the Lucky Charms people saw the film and took away the rights to use the name. The last line in the film is an 8-year-old boy to camera saying, "Fuck you, Lucky Charms."
Amazing. At the end of that round, as we come up to the final round, Fail Critics on 9, Boo. Wiki Shuffle on 17.
How? There's no logical sense. We've got 17 points and I don't know how he got them.
Word of Friction on 18, and Black Hole Cinema on 28. So it's going to take a titanic effort to unseat them right now, unfortunately. As we go into the final round, which is Fail Critics, you are being tested on the Black Hole Cinema Avengers Special podcast. So, are you ready?
Yep.
Okie dokie. What do I, Tony, claim Tony Stark gets into in Afghanistan?
Bother?
Black Hole Cinema!
That's me and Steve in sync then.
Black Hole Cinema.
A kerfuffle.
No.
No, it's a pickle!
No. You've just invalidated your point because you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Not the right answer.
Right, everyone's getting a point for that then. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, he got into a bit of a pickle. Okay. Which popular TV magic man does Pete Gaskell imagine as Ironmonger?
Paul Daniels.
Well done, Paul Daniels. This did come after I got Jeff Bridges mixed up with Jeff Daniels, and then Pete went to Paul Daniels, as you do.
You don't even need a connection, I just go to Paul Daniels anyway.
Okay, question three. Who makes an unexpected guest appearance halfway through the podcast?
Jasper Carrot.
Black Hole Cinema.
Fail Critics, have you guessed?
No.
Freddy.
A dog.
His name Freddy.
Freddy.
Yay, Freddy.
We got Freddy. Okay. And then he's more coherent than most of the rest of us for the whole thing. Okay, number four. What does Emma do when she realises the Hulkbuster is coming?
She punches her boyfriend in the arm.
She
shits herself.
Hey!
Hey! She punches.
It might be true, but
yeah. She punches someone in the arm, but you've got the wrong person.
Black Hole Cinema.
Punches a child in the arm.
Right.
It's a brother. I'm not giving you the point because you've got too many. So there you go. Okay.
That's so unfair.
Okay, finally. Okay, question five. Name. Now, this is a three-pointer. Okay. Name.
Can this be a 12-pointer?
Okay, right. Okay. Name the characters and the actors that Latham gets the names wrong of.
That's just all of them for eternity, so that could be a 100-pointer, yeah. Couldn't it?
What actors, there's two actors and there's one character. What character, what basically, who are they, and then why does he get them wrong? Fail critics.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
No, it's a wild guess. I can't remember. Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
Elizabeth Olsen.
No, but what does he call...
Jasper Robert? Carrot. No.
What does he call Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.?
I just got that. Shit. What no. What does he... does anyone else know? What does he mistakenly call him?
Richard?
No.
Is it Robert Downton Jr.?
No, no.
It's Downton Abbey.
I'll give you this one. It's Rodney Downey Jr. Right, there's one other actor and one other character that he gets wrong.
So,
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
I want to say, Chris Hemsworth. Olsen, but he keeps calling it, Mary Kate.
No. I'll give you a clue. He was a Marvel villain.
Black Hole Cinema.
Black Hole Cinema.
James Spader.
No.
Black Hole Cinema.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis.
No.
Does he call Jeff Bridges Debbie McGee?
Tom Hiddleston?
No. You're close.
Tom Huddleston. No. Place for Hulk. Christopher Eccleston.
Yes. Okay. Point. But what does he mistakenly call him?
Christopher Eccleston.
Chris Eubank.
Okay, I'll give you that, Pete. He calls him Crystal Eccles Cake. So, yeah, okay. And then finally, what character does he get wrong?
Vision?
No.
Scarlet
Witch. Can we have a clue?
I'll give you a clue. Paul Daniels.
Ironmonger.
No, but you're in the right ballpark.
The Mandarin?
No. It's not necessarily a villain.
Scarlet Witch.
War Machine.
No.
Iron Man.
What?
Doctor Strange.
You've got read all of them except Iron Man. It is.
Is it Iron Man?
Not quite.
Steel Man.
Iron Patriot.
War Machine.
No.
Eva Mendes.
Jarvis.
Nicolas Cage.
You're nearly there. You've said it sort of already.
Jarvis.
No.
Jarvis, Vision, Ultron.
Think non-names, superhero names. Think other names.
Oh, Rhodey.
James I'm Brooks. Patriot.
So close.
War Machine.
No! Other names.
Falcon.
Is someone cranking a motor car? Right, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Tony Stark. Right. But Latham called him Tony Stork. So we had Tony Stork, Rodney Downey Jr. and Crystal Eccles Cake.
Nice.
So, okay, that brings us to the end. That brings us to the final scores. Are you ready?
No.
Fail critics. You got 14 points.
I'm happy with that. We came, we participated. That was fun.
Came, you saw, you conquered.
That's what I usually say, but never mind.
Whippy shuffle. You end on 18 points.
How?
In your face now, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, you've got revenge now. That's fine.
Word of friction. You end on 20 points.
Oh.
Well, fortunately but unfortunately, the winners are, for a second time running, Black Hole Cinema on 29 points.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes! Gonna wear the crown. Oh.
Well done.
Well done, Emma.
Thank you.
Well done.
I couldn't have done it with Chris.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Thank you all. Thank you very much for participating in the second quizcast. Let me offer this opportunity for all of you to shill your podcasts. So, Fail Critics, tell us who you are, what you do, where to find you.
Well, do you want to do it, Steve? Last time you asked me to do it, so you can do it this time.
We're a film podcast and website. You can find us www.failcritics.com, and the podcast is on iTunes and most other places you can find podcasts. We do one a week where we talk about film, new releases, what we've seen in the last week or so, any film news, and just stuff like that, really. I think cool. I've sold it well.
Coolio. Excellent. Word of Nerd.
Yes, Lou.
Pete, tell us a little bit about yours.
Well, nominally we cover film, TV, gaming, and you know, general geeky stuff, but in actuality it just descends into complete madness every week. So, yeah, if that's your thing, hit us up. We're on YouTube. We are, at the moment, currently on a break between seasons, but we are officially back as of Tuesday. We're also getting our website together, hopefully, for the next week, so keep your eyes peeled on our Twitter feed, which is at Word of Nerd Show, and our sister show is Fanfriction. Chris?
Hi, yes. Fanfriction is everything to do with fanfiction and fandom and media. We normally, our shows normally go out live on a Wednesday, but our schedule's been kind of weird the past few weeks because of work commitments and stuff, but we should be back within the next week or so. So we're available at, on Facebook, we are at Fan Friction Podcast, and Twitter, it's Fan Friction, or Fan Friction Podcast, I cannot remember.
And you will also be part of our site as well, won't you?
So yes, we will. We'll be sharing
when
our
it,
site.
When it's created.
Yeah.
In Cauldron at the moment.
Yes, it is.
So there you go.
Cool. Thank you very much. Wiki Shuffle?
Yeah. Every week we do a random article on Wikipedia. We chat about it, and then we see what shit happens. WikiShuffle.co.uk.
This is why we normally get filled to do these shit.
This is Wiki Shuffle. Do that. Bang him.
Do the Wiki Shuffle. Yeah.
Do the Wiki Shuffle.
Emma, do you want to talk a little bit about Black Hole Cinema?
No.
I like how even though she's won, she's still sulking.
I'm not sulking, actually. I'm just really, really tired. My brain hurts, okay?
Okay.
You do it, Tony. It's your show.
Okay. Well, it used to be my show. Now I consider it your show as much, Emma, and Taylor's show, and all the people who come on. We just talk films. We talk the latest films. We have special episodes revolving around different things like our Avengers special or a Fast and Furious special. And we are most of the time weekly, and we have a rotating crew of guests and hosts. So, yeah, come and check us out. And this episode will go on Black Hole Cinema's feed, even though it's a mixture of all of us. But we will be back next week with our next episode. So thank you all, and I dare say we'll be back for... Quizcast 3 at some point. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
At the end of that round, as we come up to the final round. Well, that's the post credits moment.
My mic's obviously quite straight.